Welcome to the Nerdtastic in 3D podcast.
It's Nerdtastic in 3D. Oh, it's Nerdtastic in 3D. Yes, it's Nerdtastic in 3D. It's Nerdtastic.
So boom. Exciting. Every time.
Yep.
God damn it, this is a big episode. It's seis cero. Is that not how you say that?
No. No.
Seis cero?
Are we in our golden years?
Seriously.
I believe it's seisty.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Nerdtastic in 3D. I'm Jack Keckler, and because no one else wanted to host tonight, I'm your man.
Yay! You host every night.
Adam
does the intros.
Kind of.
Adam does the intros.
Well, Adam's at a loss of words. Mouthful of Fruity Pebbles. And anyways, yeah, I'm Jack Eckler.
And others.
To my left is
Jason Becco,
a.k.a. Sean Kearney.
I'm Josh Brat.
I'm Sean.
I'm Adam.
I'm disappointed in that intro.
I know.
I literally knew no one else was going to talk until I started.
I'm just kidding. I'm Jason.
Wind it up.
Carter. Hello.
We're a group of industry professionals which consist of film, animation, television, 3D, film, movies.
Reality television.
Hey,
reality. Let's make sure we get that clear. No,
Kearney,
reality.
Isn't that how you say it?
Not scripted.
3D.
Reality.
Television pictures?
There it is.
And don't forget security.
Yes.
Yeah, buddy.
What's up? Shout out to Robert over here at Disney. Disney Toon.
He's behind the. He's the man behind the camera.
And also gaming.
Guy behind
gaming.
The guy.
Gaming
tonight. Gaming.
This is a smooth show.
This was so half-assed
can we,
intro.
Can we
for
start this intro
end.
Over?
Yeah.
But like not re-record.
No, okay.
Like
okay, ready? Go.
This
go,
is
ready?
Like our. This is like our Schlitz intro.
Ready?
We've never like Fennel do it.
What? What are we doing?
Intro.
Hola. Soy por el ambiente.
Yay.
Congratulations, everybody. Welcome to Nerdtastic in 3D. Oh, thank you for the fanfare. I'm Sean Fennel, and to my left is...
That's me, Adam McFarlane.
Jason Carter.
Hey, I'm Jack Geckler.
Sean Kearney.
I'm Josh Sabrat.
All right, let's take it away, everybody.
That was
that might
good.
Be one
I
of the
like
best
that.
Ones.
That was really
had.
Good.
Yeah.
That was good. That was solid.
Can we edit that back to the beginning? No. Sean's our new go-to man for...
That was pretty amazing.
That takes a lot of energy.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Those radio personalities, got to hand it to them.
They earn their paychecks.
Yes, they
exactly.
do.
Got
their
mouths. For radio.
They earn it with their mouths, dirty whores.
Oh, my gosh.
So what are we talking
about? Where to start today?
Let's start here. I want to start by giving a shout-out to some good friends of the show, the creators, the brains behind The Vault.
Yay.
What?
We're some of your biggest fans, guys. And did you guys all watch the latest episode?
Of course.
It is freaking
hell
awesome.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Of course.
I love it. It is, yeah. Go watch it. The Vault, latest episode. Watch the whole thing. But they did the last thing again where it was like, okay, just when you think maybe they're going to figure it out, maybe you're going to get an idea of what's going on here. They flip it on its head.
So was it
know.
That point in Lost
you,
where
you, don't know.
You began to hate the show but were stuck in it so much?
No.
Or is it the point of Lost where it was still good?
No.
The
still
part
good.
Where they went down the hatch.
So it's still awesome.
Good.
Still awesome.
Yeah.
Not
still
like
good.
Season like 4 where you're like, I'm stuck in this damn
or the
thing.
Middle of season 3.
Look, I've consistently said that Lost season 1, if you stop, if you just watch Lost season 1, it would have been the best television series you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
If you watch past it.
It'd have been like Jurassic Park without all the dinosaurs.
Just behind
Wait,
Arrested
what?
Development.
Hold on a second.
Season 4? 3.5? What are they calling this next one?
No, but I can't confirm that that's the greatest season of television ever, but I'm saying season 2 of
We can neither confirm nor deny
is the, greatest
the existence
season of,
season 2.
Ever.
I think every season of Arrested
but
Development.
But 2 was like they got the most episodes. They found their stride. Season 3, like, I mean, it's all hilarious, but it was they kind of struck, and then cut off early. And they didn't get a run as far as they could have.
All I know about that show is the money's in
the banana stand. Banana the money's stand. Always in the banana stand.
I think you guys are all talking like you've never seen season 17 of Mork and Mindy.
That was
because that was yeah. That's where.
What about season 4 of Wings? Come on, guys. Come on.
You still watch
Hogan's
season
Heroes?
11 of MASH.
I just started Hogan's Heroes from the beginning.
Cheers was the shit.
No, wings.
I really did. I mean, I'm only like two episodes in, but I've literally watched.
Hey, you know what's really pain?
Price is Right are my two things that always remind me of just when you're sick or the day that you stay home.
Price is Right. What season am I in? Like 97?
Yeah. I remember when MASH came on, that's when I knew it was time to go to bed.
The Simpsons were over.
And I was like, fuck this, and then I went to bed.
He's a little older than that, Kurt.
Hey, so I have some interesting information I found out this week. I'm watching through DuckTales, the series, with my daughter.
There is nothing interesting found out while watching DuckTales.
No, there is. It's legitimately, if you do not find the next story I'm about to tell interesting, I will be surprised.
No, there needs to be more of a repercussion.
A repercussion?
Yeah, that if we don't find
I will be surprised. There's no repercussion. I will be genuinely surprised if you're not entertained.
You have
by
to
this.
Leave the show.
Yeah.
Leave?
Right now.
Today.
You have to go home.
You got to just No, you just
and
gotta
then just for today.
Just for today.
If we don't find this
Fair
interesting.
Fair enough. I will push stop, take my computer and go home.
No.
Deal.
We keep the computer.
So I hadn't really thought of this before, but I'm watching through DuckTales and we're pretty far through the first season, which is like 50 episodes or something like that, right? And so in like episode 49, there are shots that are in the opening sequence, like the opening like DuckTales theme song sequence. And I'm like, so they had episode 49 made before they made the intro to the show.
No, they had clips that were drawn that didn't get into other episodes, and they were used later.
So I would think something like that. I totally would. So
Lies.
Turns out there's a person here whose father was the series director. On DuckTales, and I got into it with a little bit with them, and I was like, "Hey,
here in this building."
So,
fucking invented
which
time
one
travel.
Of you guys
of
has
course.
That.
So
invented time travel.
I met your dad.
So it turns out that DuckTales. So usually, what happens is if you watch a show, maybe they film like five or six episodes, and then the first episode starts to air
in front of.
So
a live
by the time
audience.
You've shot five, you already have enough to make a little bit of an intro, right?
Tell me they shot it backwards.
No,
that would be incredible.
But what they did do is DuckTales was not made like a typical series. It was made from the get-go for syndication. Which means the entire first season was made before the first episode even aired. So
wow.
they didn't actually create the intro until the whole first season was completely in the can.
So they really made like 50 something episodes.
This season one was 57 episodes or something. Season two is like 63. Season three is like 12.
How
so
long
they
did
made
take
those
them?
50 something That's episodes before
they it never yeah it didn't air like a typical television show. We make five episodes and then one comes out and then you're like kind of trying to stay ahead of the ball. Didn't work that way. They literally made all of season one and then sold the syndication rights to whoever to air it. ABC I think it was.
Wow.
To air it. So it never actually television production wasn't like normal television production.
All right, you can stay.
That's fun.
Interesting, right?
Mildly.
I think doing them backwards and playing them forward is a bit more interesting, but
agreed.
Or if they had a time machine.
By the way, when are we going to get some people on the show that might or might not have something to do with this franchise?
Yeah. That guy almost hit me with his car yesterday, like as a joke.
Perfect in.
And so. I thought that could have been the story that I could have used to get him to come on the show. So I'll talk to him.
Nice. Do that.
I thought that was your opportunity to get him on the show. But like, hey, man, now.
Or at least sue him.
We don't need to exchange insurance information. Come on this podcast.
And then do it live to recording.
We're doing it live. Speaking of good viewing, Man of Steel trailer that's out now. Dude, is that not one of the best trailers you've seen for a film in a long time? Oh, Kearney, fuck you. Don't you open your mouth and say anything negative about this trailer.
He needs
nothing
to say
negative
Neil
about
before
the trailer.
Zion. That's where I'm coming from.
No, nothing negative about the trailer. But one of my friends on Facebook pointed out something that I found very interesting.
The Nerdtastic in 3D homepage.
No, he said, he was like, take a look. Like, remember how good the trailers were for 300.
I love 300.
For The Watchmen.
Loved it.
And how good was the trailer? And honestly, when you think about it, I want to go back and watch it, but how good was the trailer for Sucker Punch?
Awesome, too.
I would say three bad movies. So I'm just saying that before we
300
get excited,
is a bad movie?
300 is not a good movie.
Oh, loved it.
I mean, it's no Monkey Bone Jason Carter.
Were you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
Seriously?
Isn't 300 that, is about 300 hours too long.
Look.
Oh, my God.
For a movie about a bunch of fucking Vikings fighting on a green screen.
Now you're losing everybody.
Vikings. Hey, if you had to choose between Pulp Fiction and 300, which would you choose?
Oh, God. Give me a break.
What would you choose?
Pulp Fiction.
I can't believe that. Like, I can't fathom that. That is such a terrible film. I would choose 300 any day of the week over pretty much anything Tarantino's
Pulp
done
Fiction.
Other than Glorious Bastards.
Pulp Fiction makes me feel cool every time the credits roll. Every time the credits roll, like, if I watch the entire movie, it starts playing the music, and I'm like, yeah, I'm
really
cool.
I watched 300, and I'm like, yeah, dude, my abs look just like that.
Yes. Look at him.
300 is the best of those three movies. I will say that. Watchmen, I was very disappointed.
Watchmen was a terrible
movie. Bored out of my mind.
Terrible.
But the opening credits to
Watchmen is interesting. And I went back and watched it because I was like, I don't know if I like that movie or not. And I went back and watched it, and the concept is really cool.
That's what I like about it. Yeah, the concept.
And I think they executed that concept well in a very grim storyline. And that's why people don't like it, because they don't want superheroes being impure, even though they're heroes.
No, I wanted a dark movie. I thought the opening credits of that movie with the Bob Dylan song and like the little montage was amazing, and I was so pumped. I was like, yes, this is going to be great. And then the movie kept going, and one, it should have been a miniseries. It was way too many stories to be a movie. And two, it was boring. And then I read the graphic novel. I hadn't read the graphic novel before, and I read the graphic novel. I was like, oh, this is pretty interesting. I wish the movie didn't bore me to death.
Do you know how to catch a unique rabbit? Unique up
no,
on it.
No, we don't. How do you do it?
Unique up on it.
I don't actually get it.
That doesn't have any...
What would you choose, Pulp Fiction or that joke? Adam?
How many times do I have to hear the joke?
As long as Pulp Fiction, the movie is. Oh, so
that's dumb. Nobody would agree with that.
I think I went.
I would even trade any movie for that joke.
So you honestly, so you think right now your feeling is probably this is just an amazing trailer and this movie shit.
Yeah, I think that.
Because you think he's 3 for 3 for shit for you.
He's over 3.
Can I be the guy that I'm kind of on page with Kearney really quickly, because the second trailer they released was awesome. Like, that got me hooked. I saw the first trailer, and I was like, meh, another Superman movie. Big deal. And then I saw the second one, I'm like, this looks pretty deep. This actually looks like it's going to be heavy. And then I saw this one, I was like, oh, it's a bunch of aliens fighting. So, like, this next trailer, I'm not as stoked about the movie as I was with the second trailer.
Oh, really?
Which looked really heavy and just kind of like Superman trying to solve the problems of the world. And they're like, fuck you, Superman, because you're making problems too. And... like, I kind of liked that idea. And this one, with the whole the alien shit and Zod and just stuff going on, I wasn't as sold as I was with the second
one. You liked it when it was just about, like, the Father, Son, and
the Holy Ghost? No. The Father, Son, and the and
society as a whole.
Society rebelling against Superman. I like that concept.
Yeah.
In other trailer
and
news?
And Superman going with it. Like, okay, this is what you guys need. So really? I will... go through with that.
Really quick, though, I loved the Dawn of the Dead remake and thought it was better than the original Dawn of the Dead. So I don't think everything Zack Snyder does is terrible, because Dawn of the Dead was very, very good.
Anyone see the Evil Dead remake?
I did. I haven't, yeah.
What, did you?
Good
thing. Is it a new staple in horror?
It's not. There's no way it can be. There's no way.
Is it a new benchmark in horror?
It won't be
It's campy and bloody, and there's probably boobs, right?
Cabin in the Woods?
There's
it's
no boobs.
No, there's no Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods is fucking
there's,
amazing.
There's no boobs.
No boobs.
Well
here, it's just a movie
out.
Trying to be. It's just a movie trying to be gross for the sake of, like, you know.
Yeah.
The first one is it's very gruesomely gross, but it's a campy thing, and it's trying to be that way. Like, this one is trying to be
real.
Yeah.
And
so it's just doing... I mean, it's got,
you don't
like,
think that's what their intention was?
Is there anything in the movie that is
to be
legitimately
real?
No.
Creepy?
I think the first
and
one...
And the first one?
I think
no,
the first
no.
Evil
the first
Dead
one
by
took
Sam Raimi was... They were trying to make a good movie, and they didn't know.
Yeah, agreed.
And then by the time
the
first
one
came out, they realized that it was campy, and they're like, what if we play that
well,
up?
Well,
they
embrace it.
They
embrace
it.
Totally agree.
This one,
and that's why the first Evil Dead, like, go back and watch it, not that good.
Yeah,
the second one, brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think they intended to make a serious movie, and then they realized how cheesy it was and rolled with it.
Yeah.
I think this one isn't going to roll with it, and they really meant to be serious.
Yeah, and it's not good. I mean, here it is. I came out going, it's not like I hated it. It was just like,
I think the Superman trailer, I really liked it. I was super entertained by it. I think I said this before on the podcast, but I don't know. There's something about seeing a man in a cape and tights nowadays that's just
Sexy?
Awesome.
I don't know. It just seems a little dated. Like, even though the costume looks cool, like that one shot where you see him where his wind is kind of flapping in his, the Fortress of Solitude, like, amazing shot, but I just sat there and I was like, that awe factor that you're looking for, it didn't quite hit me. It was more of like a, oh,
but you realize they can never, ever change that.
Yeah, ever. 100%. Ever. 100%. Absolutely.
I thought for changing his costume to make it look more gritty, that, yeah, that I liked that a lot more. Like, a lot more, actually. Compared to the stereotypical Christopher Reeve's really bright colors, everything, yeah, else. And I guess it's just Zack Snyder dirtying everything up.
I like, what's with, I like him with facial hair.
Yeah. I mean, Brandon Ross's real one, that one, his costume was not still as bright.
I don't mind that one for some reason.
Yeah, that one wasn't bad either. But honestly, kind of with that whole subject
it's
'cause
they iterated on the codpiece so much.
Fucking Kearney.
Like Jason said, the subject of trailers, the one that's actually right now getting me every time I see it, it's me getting more and more like amped is the Star Trek.
Oblivion. No.
Oh. That's going to be good. I still want to see it.
The Star, no, Trek, Star Trek. Star Trek was really good. Even the new
none,
ones.
None
really
of those
good
trailers have been shitty to me. Those, yeah, ones have been like, okay. I'm not even a huge Star Trek fan. I love the new, you know, reboots and stuff like that. But it's that one has been fucking, that movie's been like, yeah, really, really getting me juiced.
I was amped,
I'm getting a semi,
I was,
right now.
I was amped.
About it.
I was amped more for that till I saw.
Do we just have
Superman
eye sex?
One.
I think Kearney and I just had eye sex.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Smooth.
So so still on the movie track. They have officially confirmed on multiple sites that Disney is going to stick with this one movie a year plan, one major Star Wars film a year. And then the every opposite year, they're going to do a spin-off movie.
Wait, not 5 years?
And Kearney is in.
Thumbs down. Terrible idea.
They're doing it with
I'm
the,
super
their Marvel,
today.
Their Marvel
that's
franchise.
Stupid.
And,
that's
and
stupid.
There's no reason for them not to capitalize on this.
So what's the chances of Patton Oswalt's pitch actually hitting like episode 23?
On that note, no bullshit. His first little intro when he starts... That whole shit with Boba Fett coming out of Starlight, I was like, I was listening, I go like this,
yeah,
I go,
you got some
that's a
bumps
great fucking like, yeah, idea.
Of course.
Go, that's a legit, now the nerd in me was like, that's a legit good idea. I would love to see a cut, and it's funny how he framed it all too. I was like,
yeah, yeah,
that's exactly how I'd want to see that show. Now, then he goes left, crazy town. He goes crazy town with the tie-ins, but for a second there, he's legit with the ideas. I'm like, that's pretty awesome.
The thing I when I was watching that, I wanted to 100% believe that he was legitimately making that up on the spot and hadn't thought about that in his own house by himself. Like, I fucking want to see this movie.
Oh, God,
like,
no.
I want to believe that he was – I know, and I'm sure it was a, yeah, bit because there was so
it's
much
so long
in it that even if it's a bit, that's still a lot of detail that he was
– yeah, totally. So you know he thought about it for a long time.
I know,
and
that's
time.
The, like, that's the part of me that goes, damn it. Yeah,
to right, set people up so you know what this is,
Parks and Recreation,
the TV show. There's a sketch where – Patton Oswalt's in the courtroom, and he's attempting to pull a filibuster,
yeah,
at their small little
their
community
town meeting.
Their town meeting. And he decides to go on a rant about the new Star Wars franchise and Disney's ownership and then ties in everything from X-Men to Marvel to like, yeah, just the whole universe. And our own Josh LeBrot is out. Buddy, have fun at your show.
Thank you.
We'll miss you.
Haunted French pancakes give me the crepes.
So when we get back in... Did he miss that one as he left?
Thank you.
Wow.
But I legitimately thought for a while, I'm like, wow, he's really going to have good ideas. I'm like, this might not even be funny. This might be amazing. And then it just went down.
Crazy. The second he talked about the glove, he's like, stay with me, guys. Stay with me.
But isn't the problem, so going back to me being negative about everything today, my problem with the yearly Star Wars movies is twofold. One, I don't think the Star Wars universe is as rich of unique characters that can hold a film all by themselves as Marvel Comics that's been around forever.
Lando could have his own franchise.
As, okay,
alone.
Well, that's one.
Or as James Bond, because that's the equivalent to me. You can,
yeah,
do a James Bond film every year and get away with
but
it.
Or as Harry Potter.
But here's my other problem.
Which is done.
Speaking of James Bond, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm about to do a all James Bond all week. Like,
just
yeah, movie-a-thon.
Just
skip I'm
right
go
to
from
Pierce.
Dr. No all the way up to the front. So
I think they just
anyone wants to join in.
To start
they just
Hulk
put
nine
them on. They
like
have them on Netflix,
rest,
and they're going away.
Yeah,
I want to say.
Yeah.
So,
or you can borrow them. I have
but
them
here's my other problem.
You're gonna do it during the week,
like whenever the fuck I want
at work.
James Bond all the time.
Yearly movie releases suck. Like, name one group that's done it right. Marvel comes the closest. But I would say, like, Pirates. Hated it. Loved the first one. Pirates, one of my favorite movies. One of my favorite, like, big-budget action movies. When they did, oh, we're going to do two in a row so that they release every year so that they can stagger it like that. Matrix, same thing. Like, every single time that somebody tries to do that with a franchise that I enjoy and they're like, no, we're going to try and get more out there, I get so pumped. Like, I'm like, oh, man, every year there's going to be a Matrix movie.
How far apart were the Rings? Yeah, I was just thinking.
Yeah, how far apart were Lord of the Rings? 2 years?
That becomes the exception, that they film them all at the same time. Yeah. So, true. Yeah. There is an exception
and
to every rule.
And Superman 1 and 2 were filmed at the same time. The
but, and this is where I'm going to get
released anywhere near.
Shit from all of you guys, Back to the Future 2 and 3 were filmed at the same time, and Back to the Future 3 sucks balls.
I'm going to move my chair over from Jason Carter.
I thought you liked Back to the Future 2.
No, I like 2. But 3, they and that's what I'm afraid of, is they do episode 7, and
great.
Then they go to rush out this Boba Fett movie, and it becomes junk. And that's it, like,
I think
X-Men, Wolverine, blah, 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 like all
in
those.
In all those movies, so to many. Me, it's contingent on, personally, I still think it's contingent around directors, writers, obviously. To me, it's still directors. Right now, there's a really good batch of directors, and there's a really shitty batch of directors.
Well, there are also some characters that are not meant to be developed, and you're never going to care about them. No matter
exactly.
how much you develop them, you're going to be like, meh.
And
like,
let's name.
You could probably
give me
make
five
a movie
characters.
About Boba Fett, but it may suck because Boba Fett, in his mystery, makes him Boba Fett.
Exactly.
As soon as you know more about Boba Fett, you're like, oh, well, this fucking. Unless he's amazing.
No,
literally
but there's
amazing.
No, but that's the thing. There's cool shit you've read about in the books
unless he's
that he
Wolverine.
Can do.
But
there's
no, but
cool
that's
shit.
The thing.
Like
but Wolverine is awesome, and they fucked two of those movies up.
Exactly.
Which ones?
The one that
oh,
came out and the one
on.
That is coming out. Both of those.
Origins with Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
Terrible.
Was awesome.
Okay.
Awesome movie. So entertaining. No, legitimately, it was really entertaining.
You need to preface everything you say about a movie with, so I'm Jason Carter, and then go into your opinion, because that is crazy.
Wolverine Origin
You're
was
crazy.
A really entertaining film.
Oh, God, that's your excuse for everything that's terrible, is it's really entertaining.
It's entertaining because of how bad it is.
You're like, hey, Fennel, do you want to get punched in the face? It's really entertaining. It hurts like hell,
now,
but
look,
it's really entertaining.
I haven't seen X-Men First Class.
Why do I got to get punched
that's
in the face?
Fun.
Not seen First Class.
That one's good.
I like
I haven't
that
seen
one.
First Class,
I enjoyed
but
First Class
of all
really
the X-Men related things, X-Men
Two.
The Wolverine, no, the or, Wolverine Origin
out of your
was
mind.
The most.
You're out of your mind.
X-Men 2 is the most legit shit ever.
You know
what?
Ryan Reynolds' character was fascinatingly scary.
Oh my God.
Like it was
at the end? You like him because of the end?
Oh,
You don't like him in the elevator scene with the gun? Like him showing what he really can do.
I just like
no,
when
like
he's shirtless.
The whole end bit was crazy.
Yeah. So I liked him when he was actually Deadpool in that movie. For the that movie that to me, one. There's sections ugh. That were okay. The whole movie, you're right, isn't that good?
Terrible.
I didn't say that. I said the opposite.
That's good. Anyways, X-Men 2 is the shit, and
amazing.
I can't believe you didn't even
first class.
About
is awesome.
That.
What's the
first
one where the guy turns to water?
That's X-Men 1.
That was dumb.
That's the first one.
That was dumb.
What's the one with the magnet guy?
That's the third one.
Dumb.
But we're aligned.
We're on page.
The second one is where, in the very beginning, they storm
Stryker!
The house, and
the
Wolverine
White House.
Actually starts killing people right in the beginning
yeah.
of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot me.
Dude, as soon as that happened, the entire theater.
Who's the baddie?
Erupted.
The baddie is Stryker.
With Stryker.
He wants
what's
the guy
one,
who
what's
turned
the one with
into
Darth Maul? No, seriously, the guy who plays Darth Maul.
That's
the first one.
That's the first one.
That's the first one.
The toad?
Yeah.
That was stupid.
That was dumb.
But here's the thing.
No, this is the thing, and me and my friend actually went over this because we were like, what the fuck? Which one did this happen in? And we're like, was that the second one? No, that was the first. No, it was the second one. And we were going through all of the cool shit that ever happened in the X-Men movie. They all happened in the second one.
Yeah.
And you keep thinking that it's the first one, but it's not.
What's the one where the GoldenEye girl turns into the ocean? The water.
That's the second one.
What is that?
That one I liked.
What does that even mean?
Was that a Halle Berry with the wind?
Famke Janssen turns into the Phoenix, and she goes underwater.
Oh,
okay.
That was awesome.
That's the second one.
Oh, she is in GoldenEye. Cool. She is in GoldenEye.
Yes,
call.
She is.
But bringing it back.
You're all looking at me like I'm done. I'm not.
Wait a second.
I'm not.
But bringing it back to Star Wars, here's the thing, is that X-Men, any superhero thing, is they've been exploring those characters for so long. In comic books, they have very rich stories. Star Wars has some, but a lot of the Star Wars fiction is either based on your core characters or on some with like new characters that have been made up. But aside from
Admiral
Lando,
Thrawn.
Well, people aren't going to. That's the thing. People aren't going to know those,
and they're not going
to
make
that's
that.
A problem.
And it
they're
won't
never
matter because
movie.
The story is still fucking awesome, and
maybe.
They'd be like, "Hey, look at this shit!"
Maybe.
But that's
maybe.
The thing is, they're not. What they're going to do
not
is they're going to
they
make
won't.
Six Boba Fett movies, and they're just going to. They're all going
to
suck.
Do you? Okay, honestly, this is a legitimate question. I'm not trying to be funny. Do you guys honestly think like Boba Fett would get a following. Like if they made a Boba Fett movie,
he already has.
Don't he think, has a following? Yeah.
No, but what I mean, like I understand he's got like a cult
he
following.
Would develop a new following? Is
do
that
I think?
Asking?
Do you think a blockbuster Star Wars film could be based on that character? Because I genuinely don't.
He has as much of a chance as Iron Man did. Like I didn't think Iron Man was going to be.
I'm
kind of with you.
That's my problem. I think in the books they go into him really as cool a cool. That's it. Gadgets. And that's my point. They don't talk about that in any of the movies. And anybody who knows him talks about it. They're like. Dude, he can do everything. You can see behind him because of his screen. There's all this cool shit they could exploit.
The thing that's
to make
about
him
Boba
cool.
Fett is he's an anti-character. He's like an anti-hero. So it's really hard to make a story with his arc because he has none. He literally doesn't care about anything except the process of the job. Right, so it would be,
but it's like a hitman style kind of movie.
It'd be like Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
No, you couldn't make Leon
exactly
the
Monkey
three,
Bone.
Oh, no, the, like,
I relate back to
Christmas
Monkey Bone
point.
For everything.
Yeah. Like 3D the closest Christmas. Thing we have to that is Leon, and you can make Leon because Leon is like he has a heart, and but where Boba Fett does not. So
I guess
Boba Fett
with a kid.
I guess like
but
to
you
me,
can play that up.
To me, if you look at the Star Wars, like if you separate yourself as like a nerd and someone who likes you know like
cinema,
no. But like I'm thinking about like the average movie going audience, the average person who watches Star Wars, not the fanfare, you know, fanboy basically. I don't think Boba Fett would have a following. I think if you made another movie about
you might be right.
The like C-3PO and R2-D2, I think those are identifiable characters that have enough screen time and personality that people would latch onto.
I don't think they could carry a movie either.
Han Solo but for some reason everybody loves Boba Fett and I do too. I really like the character. I don't think mainstream America would get a movie based on this character and have it be like, oh, it's connected to Star Wars.
You would have to do a whole build-up around the fact of him him being the original clone and it being this this whole break-off where you could – I personally, I think you could do it. I think there's enough universe around it.
Could.
And you could have one-offs if you had a good director who would pull in a couple of the main characters from the new movie like they're doing with Avengers. If you could pull in these characters to make them all tied –
I think it would be really difficult to make Boba Fett's character care enough to give him a conflict other than save my ass.
You would have to change his
change his character in order to produce a film that would have a narrative to follow.
Like have some kind of arc. And, yeah.
Yeah.
When
exactly.
I think of what I think of Star Wars characters, there's like one character. I mean, there's the obvious ones, but then there's one character that always sticks out in my mind. I have no idea who it is. No clue.
Big Fortuna?
No, it's the dude who sits next to Lando
in
the Royal Falcon.
I used to know that guy's
with the multiple cheeks. He's got like multiple overlapping cheeks. Yeah, that guy.
That's awesome.
I don't know who that is, but I'd like to see him again. He was
funny looking. I would love the Lando movie.
Lando has some funny shit that I think they could play with a lot, and it wouldn't have to do with anything else because he's always got his enterprises and shit going and bouncing from one to the next.
It's a square peg in a round hole. It's like I don't think that it's the same as these comic book characters that all can lead franchises on their own. I think they're like, oh, it works with Marvel, we'll do it with Star Wars. And I don't see that. And then it's going to all lead up to some Avengers movie. And I know that I'm in the minority when I say I didn't like the Avengers movie. But what I didn't like about it is because it was all just a stupid reunion. There was no story. It was just like,
that's not true. They go get freaking Genghis Khan.
It's just like
I do like Pat Oswalt singing there where he's like, "Fucking Hawkeye,"
he's Black like, Widow? "Black Widow, those are not top tier characters.
Are tier one, baby."
Top
and
show,
that's the
one.
Problem with Star Wars is there's three tier one characters, and then I don't think that anybody wants to see the tier two.
But
character
you never
movies.
Get a here's the problem. Here's the thing:
there's only been two good movies
but
of Star Wars,
but you get little tastes and the things that people like from even the bad films. Okay, so even the remakes, when people saw Yoda,
yeah.
Finally do something. I mean, I remember the same thing in the theater. The movie up to that point, you're like, well, you know,
he
this is okay.
Like
when all of a sudden he just started kicking and he's like, okay, I'm a Jedi. People forget that. To me, it's no different than when they took the Jedi at the beginning of the first one that everybody hates, the Phantom Menace. But I'm telling you, he stuck the fucking lightsaber inside the vault door. Everybody in the theater was like, holy. There's so much that they haven't shown us that's written, like at least in novels and books and whatnot, that it'll at least get them one movie. For
it'll
a bunch of the stuff.
I think
you're right.
I
don't know past that.
I think they should hire
that.
The original Clone Wars guys and have them make the movie.
The ones who do the animated
series? The 2D animated one. Because everything in that was really entertaining. There wasn't a really giant arc because it was just war and it was different
snippets. Well, it just takes place, right? You're just taking place of...
But goddamn, there was some cool shit in there. Just Mace tearing some shit up. Yoda.
Well, that's what I mean. You have these characters that you want to kind of see what they could do and what made them who they are.
But you don't want to see a whole movie of Yoda with a lightsaber fighting. You know what I mean? Like, well, that in one scene, you're like, that's cool.
It wouldn't be. And that Yoda was the one example, actually, when I read all those, I'm like, huh. There would have to be some. I'm like, do I want to see a whole Yoda movie?
I think you guys just don't understand. Everything is terrible. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You're
right
having
now.
A shit day, aren't you, Kearney? Kearney is on a downward.
Technology's awesome.
Kearney showed up drunk.
What other
wrong.
Bullshit do you guys want to talk about? That sucks.
Men in Black 3.
What you, oof.
So, hey, you know what has pretty much all been confirmed, all but been confirmed at this point, is that the World War Z movie is going to have fast zombies.
That was the one problem with Dawn of the Dead remake.
How has that not been?
We were talking about that beforehand.
It, well, it hasn't. I mean, you've seen stuff in the images in the trailer, but there have been like there were pinnacle moments in the book, like major moments that they'll have to have, like the Battle at Yonkers and stuff that they wasn't really shown really, and so
I'm not holding my breath for this thing following the book that much.
Well, that's my point. Is I think I
but that's
it became
about,
less interesting.
That's
to me.
The thing about the book that was so cool. And for everyone who hasn't read the book that's listening, this is maybe a bit of a spoiler alert. But there's a part in the book where the zombies are moving very slow, like they normally do, but they have all this artillery and tanks and big weaponry
that's
that they're firing
such a good
at them,
section.
And it literally does nothing to them because their organs can't liquefy. And so, like most of the reason, like the only reason people die when an explosive shell goes off near them is because the
shrapnel.
Force of the impact liquefies their organs. It literally turns them to muck inside, and they die because of the force of the bomb going off. This doesn't affect zombies. So some of them will get blown to smithereens, but the whole rest of the pack of thousands of them, like maybe you take out 10, and thousands of them are still meandering at you at a very slow pace, and the you know that shakes the will of the army who's fighting them, and then one guy calls out, fuck, I hit it in the head. It didn't go down. You can't kill them, and then all hell breaks loose. Like, that's the part that's scary, not
well,
the
I
fact
like
that they're just running at you.
Well, the whole part like, of that book, the whole chapter, that it was just talking about the military strategy and how it had to go completely out the window because you were fighting. Like, because that whole thing where they're talking about if you cut the head off
you
a snake,
can't, you can't break
it. Will,
rules
it will
of
break
war.
The will. The
rules
of
war
like,
don't apply.
They don't apply to it.
Sun Tzu, man. You
a completely
break
autonomous,
your enemy.
An autonomous enemy that just will keep going no matter what. I was like, you listen to that and you're like, holy shit, that's nobody has talked about zombies like that. That this is a force that just will not stop until it's destroyed everything.
They talked about actually the Rooster Teeth podcast. They touched on this. They touched on this a
yeah.
little bit. And
you can't
and
starve it out. You can't wait it out. You can't
one of the guys.
It.
One of the
we
guys.
We don't copy other podcasts.
Well, no. I'm just stealing a quote from Brad Pitt that he talked about saying he in an interview for Entertainment Weekly talked about that they realized up front what the movie when he got the rights he fought for the rights for this that they wanted to do. They felt like that zombie had been done before, and they wanted something a little more kind of exciting and everything else. And the guy brought up a good point on the show. It's just like, then fucking do a different movie.
Yeah.
Don't take something that's awesome.
And call it Project Z. Don't call it World War Z.
And second,
nothing to fucking
I still
do
stick to the
story.
Pack of it needs to be an HBO miniseries like Game of Thrones.
And do it,
and
do it legitimately like,
no, get big
like
stars.
And do it
that's
like
what
stars.
The
like,
Watchmen should have been.
I wish
yes
it would have
no.
been. I wish it would have been. I still
World
like
War Z would be way better done in just
and
high actors
yeah.
and pay a lot of money, and you do small snippets of those sections.
Yeah.
So the other day,
which is also why I don't think 28 Days Later was a zombie movie. It's not. They starved them out. They weren't zombies.
Yeah, they did starve them out.
They were just douches that were angry.
But the original ending, the original ending for 28 Days Later was supposed to be that the only way you could cure the disease was a full, because it was in the blood, was a full blood transfusion.
Blood plasma transfusion.
Yeah, and there's a character midway through the movie that becomes a zombie, a parent of one of the kids, and they actually on the DVD they have storyboards that you can see what the alternate
they were
ending
it, yeah.
and they were gonna do it was gonna end with a full blood transfusion of that character, which is the fucking dumbest thing on earth. So starving him out was the lesser of those two evils,
right?
So I was thinking about changing the name of my phone to Titanic, so when I plug it into my computer it will sync.
Are you kidding me? Like, do you
did you get a new batch? Where'd you pull these up? Did you pull these
if
up
you,
recently?
If you could teabag any person, and I mean in real life, teabag any person.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Who would you teabag?
Oh, good question. Arnold. But
that's
I want.
A really
wait,
good
can we?
Question.
Can it be? A, it has
Sorry,
to be in
can
this
we,
current time
what
frame.
What does that mean? Like,
drop your nuts that's, right in like.
Wait,
your,
question.
Why do you go to somebody right that you want to like show up? Like, why not like in a really attractive model or something?
No, I want this
that's
to be
terrible.
Weird.
Terrible.
Question.
Would you do that
can
too?
It be?
Who would you want to do that to?
A person at a certain time. In their life, or does it have to be them at this moment as they are?
Yeah, can they be alive? Could
I
do it to Kennedy?
I want to be Arnold, but when he won his Mr. Olympian title.
Okay, so you want to be sitting on top of his head as he's winning the title.
Can I just ask, that's
with your
really
balls just kind of hanging over his.
That's incredibly specific.
I spent zero time other than right now thinking about it, and that's where I went.
Okay.
I want it to be a big, burly man. It's not weird. It's not weird.
I don't appreciate
Adam,
it.
It's not weird, is it?
We do not discriminate here.
That's
on
not weird, right, guys?
Podcast.
That's not weird, right? That's fine.
George Bush Jr.
See? Dude. Another dude.
Would take my balls right in his mouth.
Wait, George Bush? George Bush Jr.? Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
That'd be George Bush's son.
I was thinking George Washington. I was like, I didn't
really? Did I lose him at Junior?
Yeah, I think you lost him at Junior.
I'm not lying.
Like, wait,
I win George
tiny
Washington.
He's a version of George H.W. Bush?
Kearney. Whose balls? Whose mouth?
I don't know. Like, could I pick a place, too?
Yes,
like, how cool.
The more colorful, the
Let me just tell you how cool it would be. And this might be a little bit dark, but also be awesome. To teabag Hitler in front of a concentration camp.
Nice.
Like then they would like uprise and like.
You think that? Hold on, hold on, hold on. You think that was all the Jews needed to uprise was to see another man's balls on another man?
I'm not saying that
they would have been like
Hitler.
They just would have been like, hold on, everybody. We can take down these fences. We can do this.
I'm just
I've
saying,
seen that man's testicles.
You don't understand what that does to a person's will.
Oh.
Like, because we haven't seen it. We haven't seen that happen. I think it would encourage the same way that, like, a mom can lift a car if it's on
I
her kid.
I cannot believe you made that comparison.
No, but
get
the adrenaline
here.
Would
get
be coming
here.
Through
and
you at
me.
Such a rate. Fennel.
I'm just saying.
I think it would be Patton Oswalt.
Wow.
Because I'm pretty sure my balls would look incredible on his fat baby head.
What, you mean like they make him look big? Or what do you mean incredible?
I
describe
just,
to me incredible.
It would go with the motif quite
okay.
well, I think.
Okay.
They would fit. He might be able to wear them.
Now, would you try to get him on his eye sockets? Where would you put him?
I'm pretty sure I would just kind of dip him around and sort of just soup in the sauce a little bit. Yeah. Stir the soup.
Jason Carter, where are your...
testicles.
Where are your
so I
holy
told
grails
you,
going?
I told you how to catch a unique rabbit.
No,
how to
no,
catch a
no.
Tame
you
rabbit.
That's not answering
you can't
the question.
Dodge it. You can't dodge it.
I would not
you
do
have
that.
To.
That would be
you have to. You
you could have ended
have
World War II
yeah.
like I did.
I'm not.
You have to.
You could
have
stopped Schwarzenegger from being governor like Adam did.
Yeah. He probably wouldn't be able to run a state.
There is no scenario in which I would have to do that.
Yeah, right now. The scenario is right now.
Right now.
The scenario
right
is
now.
Right now.
Like there would be no Patriot
this,
Act.
This is the
if
scenario where you
seriously,
have to do it.
I've ended wars. We'd never be in Iraq.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would be let me explain.
Home invasion.
California is financially okay because of me.
Here's the reason. I just found out about what this actually is. But
did you Google a video?
No, Jack just told me. But
wait, how do you play Halo and not know what teabagging is?
He doesn't play multi.
Mm.
What? You can't do that.
How did you go to college and not know what teabag? How are you a dude and not know what teabagging is?
How did you teabag me last week and not know what teabagging is?
That was for pleasure.
No,
that
because
was just love.
There's a fundamental core concept problem with it.
No, no, there is no problem with this.
No, there is because think about it. If you were going to put your
balls. Say it.
Balls.
Scrotum.
You're going to do balls too. The scrotum.
That's even
you're
worse.
Gonna, you're going to get it all. You're going to dip the whole thing.
Do you think doctors say balls occasionally? Do you think they slip and just like say, so your balls, I mean your scrotum, sorry. Do you think that ever
I
happens?
Hope doctor to doctor, they sometimes just throw out.
I'm going
like,
for a physical on Friday.
Hey, you know
I'm going to ask him to refer to it as my balls.
I will not listen to you.
Name
unless
ask
you
him what he thinks of them.
Name each one a different name. Like, what, are you talking about Steve or Joseph? Because
do you know how we know that Tickle Me Elmo is a male?
Jason. Jason, you're not getting around
getting
this.
Your balls in their
when
mouth.
When he left the factory, they gave him two.
They don't have to be in the mouth, though. They don't have to actually go in the mouth.
How about that? I got a good one. I got a good one.
All right.
Who
all
do
right,
you
Jason.
Think? No. Who do you think what? Jason would put
ooh,
his balls
okay.
in?
I like this. Let's
ooh,
go around the room.
There we go.
Better.
Adam.
I think.
No,
who
no,
do you
no
think
I don't want to go first. I don't want to go first. I got to think a second.
I think I don't know a particular person, but I think it would be a picture of the person and ooh. Not the person.
Yeah.
It would be
a, framed with glass.
That's some kinky shit.
A signed photo of Brendan Fraser in Dudley Do-Right in the Dudley Do-Right outfit. That's what it would be. It would say to Jason, teabag away, Brendan.
We love
my
you,
face is your. Is
I
your
envision a scenario of our own Jason Carter walking into his HOA meeting, finding the first person who bitched about his backyard, walking up to probably her, saying. And this is repayment.
Slap.
Dip.
The funniest thing about, like, if you think about the action, it's not a quick, like, no, fuck it you. Takes, it's going to take time. You got to get up onto some table situation. Yeah. You got to get the
pants
down.
You need motor planning skills to pull off a table.
And you need serious coordination because you got to be wearing something that either shorts that are short enough to get the balls out from underneath
you
the shorts.
Ooh, I never
thought that. You're not up to respond yet. Adam,
now,
who's
we,
Jason
are we
teabagging?
Saying, are we saying in this fictional world, can he do it to a cartoon? Can he do that?
No. Okay. No.
But you can do it to the voice of a cartoon.
Then maybe,
or a picture of a cartoon.
I was thinking I was thinking
what
maybe
if,
a puppet.
What if we printed out a picture
some kind
of
puppet.
Like a Muppet?
Maybe like Elmo? I don't know.
What
just because that's weird.
What if we printed out a picture of something and just put it on his toilet seat?
Technically, it happened.
You got to tape it into the middle, though, because my balls don't sit on the toilet seat. They dangle. So you got to tape it
dangle,
into the
right?
opening.
This conversation is brought to you by the Nerdtastic group of
we're
men.
We're literally
going to
keep talking about
it
until
you don't ever
Jason
get
to
slide
it.
Like you hey, sit a bit right. too far
we're
forward.
We're just
going to
keep
slide
talking about it.
Here, like, in the middle of the night in the dark, and you do like the slide back, and the balls kind of go pop, and then
I have never.
Just gave it.
There's Jason.
No, he
didn't. Just gave it.
Rewind.
Say anything.
Rewind.
You said nothing.
We're going to keep. Okay, so Sean, who did you think he was going to do?
Let him go. I'm
well, okay, you got one?
Yeah, all right. So the reason I wouldn't is because it's right next to the teeth. You wouldn't put something sensitive next to someone else's teeth.
You can do it on their head. You can do it anywhere.
Hold on. In a non-intimate situation.
What do you think is non-intimate about teabagging Hitler in front of a concentration camp?
I'm saying if you did that to somebody
I got a heart. Is that weird?
If you did that to somebody who was clearly like, hey, I'm doing this to humiliate you.
Have you ever done hypothetical before?
You don't think that someone's going to bite?
Ever done hypothetical?
No.
Yeah, yeah. In my
in
world,
this case,
no.
They're taking it.
We will
whoever you pick,
we
they're taking
guarantee it.
It.
Mm-hmm. We can 100% guarantee it.
Typically,
they're,
their head.
Typically, they're already dead because this is a team deathmatch type of thing that happens in. So.
Or at least drunk and passed out because that's when I did it to all my friends.
Of course.
Go. Well, I guess.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
No, there's
no
one.
No. Hypothetically, you're doing this.
Literally, we're
going to
talk about this
four
for
you.
The next
you're picking
30
one.
Minutes. We are going to talk about this for the next 30 minutes.
Here's the thing. I've never once ever.
That's why you
don't
think
about
it now.
Don't think about
neither
it.
Neither had we.
Gut. I went
it's
gut.
Such a weird thing. That's like me saying, just, "Hey, you know what? You know what? Who would you put?
Yep,
who?
We'll all answer whatever question you say right now. We will all answer.
Would you take your knee and put it in the neck pit of another human being?
Okay.
Just gently resting it there.
Okay, sure.
I've probably done it.
Barack Obama.
Nearly everybody.
That's so weird.
During a presidential conference.
Jenny McCarthy.
Ooh, nice. Damn, I should have gone more. I should have gone with the
You could have went sexy with that one because he went soft.
Dude. I went another dude. Dang it.
You're Am I wearing
gay.
Pants?
No.
You know how I know you're gay? True. You want to put your knee in Barack Obama's neck.
But he's such a powerful figure.
That is true.
Okay, anyways.
That would
Jason
make him
Carter, put your balls on somebody, please.
Go.
No, but seriously, that would make Adam famous, putting his knee in Barack Obama's
He'd probably be shot.
Now, are
That's
we thinking,
true, too.
Are you thinking you're
are
coming
we flying
at from
through
the
front?
Air
at a particular velocity?
It's not a violent. It's not a violent.
It's like a gently resting, like a
spooning
Yeah,
that's
like
why I went with the woman.
Situation.
It's
I know.
Spooning.
So you're spooning.
Standing? Or am I somehow trying to acrobat it up there while she's still standing?
We're going
to
call it kneeing.
Be feeling Kearney.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. I think I'd want, like, for something just, like, that gentle, I'd want to do it to, like, Mr. Rogers. Somebody who's, like, a calm voice.
Bob Ross.
Would he have the tennis shoes on?
He probably
the,
needs it. He
probably
into the
a
house
lonely
on.
Probably the tennis shoes.
Okay, I like when he switches to the tennis shoes.
Yeah.
It feels right.
I totally pick Bob Ross. Happy little
accident. That's nice.
Okay, let me ask a question.
No, there's no more questions.
No.
You answer where your balls are going.
We all answered your dumb ass.
Whatever your question is, the answer is yes.
I'm tweeting right now that Jason Carter will not answer this damn question.
Look, okay, let me just... So the
someone
point
you
of
hate
this,
or someone you
the
love.
Point of this is to do this to somebody that you don't like.
No,
there's no
choose.
Rules.
Doesn't
there's
matter.
No rules.
Other than you have to answer it.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
It's like Outback Steakhouse. There's
hand.
No rules.
Just
right.
Right.
There.
You impose your
aunt?
My hand.
That's not a person.
That's not a person.
You
That's the only rule. You literally found the only rule.
I am
so you said there were no rules. You just said there were no rules.
I love that you thought he said his aunt.
All right, I'm picking one for you.
No, yeah,
No.
He is either A, going down on the record saying his aunt.
Really good, though.
Or he's going to answer it correctly. So we're going to put it up on Facebook.
We will say
we're
no response equals your aunt.
No, he said aunt. I heard aunt.
Yeah, so no response now.
Okay.
So Jason Carter is going to teabag his aunt.
I guess I will just say this, and you can draw whatever conclusions you want.
No.
It's a fucking name.
Say Santa Claus.
Name a person.
Talk?
Just say a person.
Are you going to let me talk?
No.
This is coercing the client.
We all have the Facebook password. We're going to change it. I'll email it to you guys. Jason wants to teabag his aunt. That's the end of the story.
A-N-T?
So, I will say this. There are three actresses that I just cannot stand
Here
watching.
Here we go.
I see.
I like
this.
I just cannot stand watching them. I'm sorry, just never seen a role where like
that's fine.
Bette Midler,
sure.
Glenn Close,
done.
And Meryl Streep. I just don't. I'm sorry.
Triple T-bag.
So say the words. I will. I would like to.
I'm not a big fan of Glenn Close.
And I would like to.
She's a handsome woman.
So say,
say.
I would like to.
I would like to.
Not see another performance.
No,
from
Glenn. I would like.
You broke the second rule,
Glenn Close, which is him not being a
man.
No,
that's a falsity. I would not like to do that to anyone in that kind of a situation.
If the circumstances arrived,
if it was a hypothetical situation,
this is clearly hypothetical.
Yeah,
I mean, except for mine, ours are all real. They're going to happen.
Gumby.
So you want to teabag Gumby? That's a fine answer. Just
done.
Say it.
Done.
Say it.
Say it.
I want to teabag Gumby.
You just said it. Good.
No, Jason Carter.
Jason.
Just repeat after me.
Of sound mind and body. Would like to teabag
under
Gumby.
No coercion.
I, Jason Carter, under no coercion.
Would like to.
Would like to.
Find my testicles.
Firmly attached.
I know where they are.
You need to say it, though. Find my testicles.
I want to find my testicles on Gumby's face or head region.
I don't want that.
But in this story, you do.
Okay, everybody, I'm changing my answer. I want to teabag Jason.
Yes. Actually, I'm not going to lie. Can we all do it? Can we all just teabag Jason.
I want him to feel the appreciation
Circle
back of him not answering the question. Okay, so I have one more hypothetical.
I like these.
Which
I love these.
Stole.
I love hypotheticals.
I stole from another said show just because, God, it's such a good damn question.
Yeah.
This is hypothetical. Two choices.
Now this might be really easy.
This might be really easy.
A lot of people. I love going deep.
A lot of
people. I love going deep. Think about it.
I
know exactly what you're going
to. A lot of people, dude, answer this quickly, and I actually had to really think about this.
Okay.
I can't
wait. You have two choices.
Still thinking about it.
Yeah. You can either. You're going to lose one of these.
Oh no!
For the rest of your life.
Rest of your life.
How old am I? My current age?
No, no. Right now, this day.
Okay. Good.
As of when we leave the show, you get one or the other for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Would you either choose to have sex? At your current rate, whatever you're having it and how you're having it for the rest of your life, or would you choose to lose masturbation? Go.
Wait.
It sounds so simple.
No, you did it wrong.
No, did
I? You can either have sex
or masturbation. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Neither. But at the same time.
Wait.
No.
What?
You get Sean, do it up. You get one or the other. Would you, if you had to lose one or the other?
I've never done them at the same time.
Either you can
try
do,
that.
That's good times.
That's hard.
Either you can. Either you can choose to have sex,
now I get it.
Or you could lose sex, but you still have masturbation. But if
now,
you keep the sex, you don't have masturbation.
Now, are we talking about the actual
rest
act
of, your life.
Of intercourse?
Or
are we? So
no,
like
no.
Not specific to a
so
partner.
So we could still do foreplay.
No, I think
the spirit of the question is.
It's a hypothetical,
another,
Jason.
With another person or without another person?
No. I'm talking about, do I still get some beeges and maybe some reacheroos, some under-the-table footsies? What do I still...
Whatever partner. Sex.
This is literally my favorite
sexual,
part
no,
of
se- no, no, sure.
I love...
Sexual, you can never masturbate again. When you're home alone for a week and they're not around and it's just you sitting after a good old game of Call of Duty.
Yeah.
But,
and not all I need
you
can do
reward
is release.
Yourself.
Now,
you
can't, though.
Can
but
I,
you might be able
or,
to get a reacheroo.
Or... You can choose to do that.
Footsie?
You could choose to do that and keep that in your life and masturbate for the rest of your life,
where
you don't need a partner if they're not there.
Do I get to do some really cool stuff by myself? Like maybe, you know,
whatever.
With my own.
Sure,
you know,
if you can reach it. If you can reach it.
I'm flexible. Will I gain some kind of flexibility?
It's a great question, though.
Can
it sounds
else,
stupid.
Can someone else masturbate me? Or is it only me?
No. Well, no, because we're.
No, it's, no. They can because it's with a partner. The point is, and all of us in this room, I'm guessing Jason too. I'm gonna give the teabagger the benefit of the doubt. Those moments, now that we're definitely older and we find ourselves with alone time for whatever reason it might be, that you're like, oh, this is my time. But all of a sudden that my time's gone because you chose sex.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is what I was thinking when they were asking this because nobody's bringing this up because everybody on their Twitter feed was like, nah, I keep sex. I'm like, okay, you're just bro-ing up to all your buddies. Losing masturbation might be tough.
I know what I like.
So would you?
I
would
know
you?
What
would you?
I like.
Would you keep sex or would you keep masturbation?
That's hard.
I know.
That's like
this
that's
is
a hard one.
It is seriously. If you really think about it, it's a tough one.
But let me give you this one. I have.
And I don't mean sex every day. I mean
literally
the way you're
whatever
having it,
it
now. Whatever you're having now.
But I will say that I've had masturbation for longer than I've had sex.
Sure.
And probably had more of it.
Which means you're probably better at it.
Which means I'm better at it, but also means that maybe
it's a given.
I can get rid of it. Because, like, I've had... Like, it's like... You know what I mean? Like, I've seen that movie
You've
a lot of times.
You've had your left eye your whole life,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, oh, but I've had this guy since I was true. Born, isn't and he it, knows yeah. what
it,
I like.
Isn't it also yeah. the old analogy, too? It was, you know, it was there before you. It's going to be there after you.
I think I might pick masturbation.
Really?
I think so.
I'm a friendly guy. I can be friendly the rest of my life as long as I know I can handle myself.
Yeah,
there's something to that.
I enjoy
which
my
sounds
alone
very
time.
Weird.
No, that's I get that.
Honestly,
a bit of freedom.
I'd probably vote that. I would probably vote masturbation
because it's going to be there.
It's hard. It's hard to take a quick
when menopause
break
hit.
At work.
Let's go further. I thought of this. Right. Let's talk about when our wives hit menopause and they really don't want you. Okay, well you've lost both.
What if I
Wait
go hands
second,
free
though.
And I can do it just with my legs?
Nope.
And, that's no, but still this by yourself masturbating. Is at that
what
point,
if I can just concentrate really hard?
If our wives know this, I think they would let us go astray.
No.
Because we'd be like, hey, we
no.
gave that shit
no,
up
no,
so
no.
we could pleasure
you're,
you.
You're I'm talking newly about married. The, you're so talking about the great white buffalo.
There are a lot of,
nice one, Adam.
There are a lot of wives that already think that.
That.
Yeah,
I
that's
think
true.
That you gave up your shit so you can have my shit, so don't do your shit.
So, Adam, you're sticking with masturbation.
I think so. I mean, I think. There's obviously repercussions on either end, and neither is a perfect solution. There's
neither.
No, there is no question
it's
about
definitely
that.
Definitely a sacrifice
that you are going to be taking some sacrifices.
Both sucks, obviously, right?
Yeah,
because
both
when you
suck.
When you do have sex, you're like, oh, this is amazing. But
what
then
if
the reality
get, like,
hits that the very next day, or even that night, sometimes.
What if
well,
you
I'm
get
alone. I'm gonna do it myself. And you can't.
But what if you get carpal yeah. tunnel syndrome on both of your hands?
Fuck.
And now you
yeah.
can't masturbate anymore.
That's an important thing. What if you break your arms? In a
well,
car
what
accident.
If you did that? Well, shit. What happened if you get paralyzed on the ways down? You can't feel it anymore, and sex was your only. You're screwed either way, right?
Yeah. How?
I don't know. Let's just get back to the core
how
question.
How confident are we that technology is going to advance to a stage that
neurotic
like,
stimulation?
Yeah, that like Demolition Man, that those kinds of VR goggles.
Yeah.
What, are
how do we know that we can't have sex with Sylvester
well, that's
Stallone?
It, but that's part of masturbation. You could still do that because that's part Ooh. Of masturbating. Mm.
Could you have extra sex?
Game changer.
What's that?
Ecstasy, sex. But it's so strong that you just orgasm right away.
What about that no. stuff? What if
sure,
I'm
if
what
you
about
buy yourself
I choke myself?
Brago.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, Kearney, where are you at? You're new. Like I said, you're living the
yeah,
dream right
that's
now.
The
you're
thing.
Like having like sex twice a week.
I
right
mean,
now.
Like I'm having it like probably like 2 to 3 times every 6 months.
So you're living the dream,
like,
dude.
What?
The
Why
dream?
Would
I
want to give
know.
That up? My bi-yearly, you know, doinkathon.
I literally go back to the fact of like. I think that masturbation could grow old if it was my only option. It could grow old. It would just become like you're bringing up, I think, Jack, you bring up a lot of like utilitarian approaches of like, I'd be nicer. There's nothing of like, but I enjoy it.
You're going to have to sure. start taking yourself out on dates.
Yeah. And I'm going to fucking loathe myself.
How angry you are
like
now?
Yeah.
I think you would
That's true.
Way worse.
How guilty you feel after every time, and that's what you get to live with for the rest of your life.
Starting yeah. tomorrow, Gertie would be the angriest man alive.
I think, honestly, I want to live in a world where my answer is sex. That's what I would.
I think
I
we
don't
all
know
do.
If that.
No, honestly,
yeah.
I think we all do.
That's a tough one.
I.
But man, I'd
so
want to
answer
make it
honestly.
Work.
I'll answer honestly. My sex drive is very high. And
that's why you're rubbing my leg right now.
As I rub my back. It's close though.
That's not his hand either.
That's your foot.
Oh.
I think the reality would be, yeah, I probably man, it's sad. I think that's the thing. It's sad to say masturbation.
But then wouldn't
but it probably
your,
would be.
Wouldn't your wife leave you then? Because right? Because you've chosen it, so now there's those repercussions we haven't even
no,
talked about.
No, maybe not. I think as much as women say not all women, so I don't want to speak for all women. I think as much as women talk shit how they want it just as much as us. I'm pretty sure women could hold out because the woman can masturbate all she wants if she wants, whatever, you know, right? I think they could do a better job of not having it and still being with you and still living the family life and whatever they want
to
do.
You have kids. I don't have any kids. I say that to my wife and I'm like, yeah, I'm never going to give you a kid because I made this decision because
split,
the wizard Adam McFarlane.
Did you split the price of the TV or anything like that you guys have to deal with at the
no,
end?
No,
that's
no.
So,
yeah. Kept that.
I mean, I'm guessing the answer,
Smart.
But I
fucking TV's mine.
I'd love Smart. To still, I'd love to still hear it out of your mouth.
She can have the kid.
She can have the kid.
I want
a teabag Gumby.
And that's the correct answer.
I will give up neither sex nor masturbation, but I will admit to wanting to teabag Gumby or Bette Midler.
I like Gumby. He's nice.
I want to stick my balls on
close.
His face.
Here's all I will say. And again, you can draw your conclusion from this. Is
You're
that
no worse than hypothetical?
No, you just, answer with a hypothetical.
yes.
Stimulation.
Are you just gonna say words?
Stimulation.
We're gonna have the most.
Are
like
we gonna have the birds and the bees talk
synonyms
right
with
fun, stimulation,
carpet,
what I wanna have
microphone?
Is
look.
Dual person fun. More.
I
than
am a firm. I'm a firm believer.
Oh, that's
firm.
An erection joke.
That. It wasn't intended to be.
Yeah, it was. He's firm in his beliefs.
That stimulation,
both firm,
is more meaningful, more rewarding, and heightened when it's shared with in an intimate relationship with another person.
Sure.
I back that up. Yeah.
So your answer didn't answer the question, but yeah. I mean, he did.
But you're inferring that you would give up masturbation.
And if your wife decided not to have sex with you anymore, you'd be very comfortable living that lifestyle for the rest of your life, right? There's a smile. It's like a
I have
because
I've
that's a possibility, right?
Said about all I'm going to say on the subject.
So, you want to do one more?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do one more.
I love
this. This is a little bit of different twist, though. We go around the room, and you say a really awesome superpower with a really bad drawback.
Mm.
And then when they're all on the table, we pick which one we would like.
So we're not. I can just name one. I don't have to. I don't have to choose this one.
It's just right.
Wait, is it intrinsic
drawback,
or is it one like we make up? Like, oh, like, I can fly, but if I fly too high, my balls burn off.
Or is it like I can fly, but
it's like that? I can make it up. Gotcha.
It doesn't actually. Does it have to relate to the superpowers? Like, I can fly, but I also have.
Well,
web.
it should be the debilitation should
bad.
Be as debilitating as the power right. is awesome.
Okay.
All right, so they kind of even each other.
I need an example. I need a boiler.
I got mine. Invulnerability.
Wow.
You live forever. So living forever has consequences of
you
seeing everybody die around
yeah,
you for the rest of your life.
I've seen
and
that.
See
I've
the
seen
world
that.
Change
I've seen Twilight. I get
into
it.
Anyways, that's mine.
Can I do one like that? Because this is the drawback. You're invulnerable, but only while you're asleep.
Mm.
That's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You can fly, but you can only fly at the speed of
okay,
sight.
Okay, I totally was confused
what
you
were
really
asking.
See
what I mean? Really so there's a
so you have to pick a superpower with something lame
and
part
there,
of it.
Yeah. There's a power and then there's a drawback.
I got one. This one's mine. I'm invulnerable, but every time
everyone's invulnerable.
But here
fuck?
We go. I'm invulnerable, but every time somebody performs an action that would have killed me, like stabs me, shoots me, some person that I love dies.
So
like takes that.
It transfers to
so
them.
Somebody stabs me, somebody that I love actually gets stabbed so that I can stay alive.
What happens to you when you run out of people that you love?
It's just like probably like circles of influence. Then it's like,
because I was
going to
say,
like,
out,
right yeah, out. Like
I was
going to
say,
your unborn child is murdered.
Yeah.
You could have went the same way, but you feel the pain.
Mm.
Okay. So you're,
which to me is almost just as bad.
So you're invulnerable, but you feel all the pain.
Literally,
yeah.
It's like Wolverine. It's like Wolverine. Wolverine gets shot. He knows he gets shot.
Yeah.
Even more so than Wolverine, though, probably, because I still feel like he's got a. I still feel like he can take a lot of hits.
Let me think, though.
But it's also expected of him. That's why it would be the worst. You won't die.
Can someone write these down? Because I want us to pick which one we would pick at the end.
So we got Kearney's. Kearney's is invulnerability, but somebody close to you or a loved one dies anytime. You're in a scenario of dying.
Where you would have killed.
Yes.
Been killed.
Man, that's hard. It's hard to come up with a color.
I have one. You're invisible, but you're only invisible when people take pictures of you.
Well, that's dumb.
Is that a superpower?
Sounds
just sucks.
Are you a vampire? Isn't that a vampire?
That's the best one.
Couldn't you just carry around a GoPro with you at all times?
No, picture.
Yourself?
That's video. You got to take pictures.
You literally go invisible to everyone. At the moment of the picture being
sure,
taken.
Saying video,
that?
You could rob banks at night and security cameras wouldn't catch you. Like, that's got some cool
right.
shit.
That's pretty,
that one's pretty badass.
Cool.
Something in
we're
there,
talking
right?
about video
dude,
or
good.
Pictures.
That's a good, that's a
recording
yeah,
device.
That's a
good
on that.
Wow.
I hadn't thought about that.
Wow. So let's expand it to any recording device so they won't hear your audio in recording devices.
Well,
all that kind of
sounds
so.
Awesome.
Well, in this day and age, you'd be invisible all the damn time.
So you would not be in the show right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. That's a good one, too.
That seems like a good one, though, without the drawback. Like, the drawback doesn't sound that bad.
People can still see you, even if this is going on. Like, you don't get recorded.
Oh,
they
the
can
cameras
see you.
Just
Only
don't see you. That is
yeah.
dumb.
That's not dumb. You could totally rob a lot of banks like that.
Except for that they would be like, dude, I totally saw the guy. I can describe him perfectly.
It's called nighttime,
it's,
Adam.
It's written down. Oh, hey, don't pick my shit apart.
Smart. No, that's smart, Sean. I didn't
see
that.
You said it.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
You can time travel.
Damn it.
From the your present to past and back to present. You cannot go forward in time. But every time you do, one person closest to you loses all memory of you.
Mm. But I've gone into... But if you can't go back into the future, will you ever...
You can go present to past and back to present. You cannot go into the future.
Oh.
Which means what you can do...
When you come back to the present time...
Somebody doesn't know you.
Someone that you had close to you no longer remembers you. So what you can do is you can go back into the past and try and cultivate all the relationships... But one of them will not remember you when you come back.
Mm-hmm. What? So let's say you go back.
The person I have now.
Sounds like a cool
video
game.
If we know each other now, I go back in time and then I come back. You still remember me, but anyone I met in the past doesn't remember me.
If you decided to come back via time travel, Jason wouldn't remember you. But if I went back like 10, before you met, whatever.
It's only pertinent to when you come back.
Right. So if I decided to live out the years. And I met you back when you met my sister.
Yep.
I go back in time to that moment when you met her and met you, and then we lived all the way up to this time.
I would still remember you.
You would remember all those memories, but if I decided to then jump back into the present, you would not remember me, or somebody.
Correct, but you don't know who it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, so I have to re-meet everybody, or just not have any friends.
Yeah, so how would it be different than your life right now, Adam?
It'd be fantastic, it seems.
Yeah.
These are two more.
Let me modify it slightly by saying it's not someone close to you. It's one person you know.
I take that gamble.
I totally take that gamble. To buy one winning lottery ticket.
I don't have the downside yet. But it would be something about you could teleport.
So, yeah, I'm rich.
You could teleport.
Okay.
But.
You had to give up masturbation.
Masturbate.
Well teleported.
You can only
well
masturbate
teleported.
While teleporting. But I was saying something like where the...
You can teleport, but you can only teleport 5 million miles every teleportation. There's a very specific distance.
You have a radius of like 1,000 miles. You can only teleport between here
and the moon and back.
You can only teleport between different Walmarts. Oh, fucking A. This is the worst.
Honestly, there are a lot of Walmarts all over the place. Yeah. You'd be able to get...
Start in a Walmart. How terrible is that?
You get all the things you need. You get guns.
I'm going to say the distance limit.
Like, you can only teleport, but it's going to be 1,000 miles.
5 feet. It's only the distance from you to your bathroom at any point.
And makes your nose bleed.
I'm going to say 1,000 miles. That's so much worse. 1,000 miles.
So you can only teleport 1,000 miles.
It's so much worse to say you can only teleport 3 feet.
It's going to take forever to get there.
Because, 1,000 miles isn't that bad.
No. You teleport, but it only happens
3 feet
when...
could be sick, though.
No, hold on.
3 feet could be, like, meet a Sean, like, in an instant and, like, fuck with him and come back.
Or you can teleport.
You teleport,
but you can
only
do it once a year, so you really have to play that shit.
It only happens when you sneeze.
Uncontrollably.
I'm in China.
It only happens when you sneeze.
Can you control it?
You have to be able to come up with where you want to go. Once the sneeze starts coming in, that's the amount of the window you have.
Because it's 3 feet,
the amount of
you can get to
when
a
your
wall.
Brain
yeah,
is,
exactly.
Though.
That's the amount.
But you could
so
fuck
would
it
you
up.
Carry ground pepper around with you?
Sure. Right, you can't. It has. It's only legit.
That's the one.
Only legit,
legit
sneezes.
Sneezes. It cannot be a manufactured
right.
sneeze.
Let's go back.
I got one. Out of your clothes because I didn't understand the first question. So mine would be super strength. But anytime you actually use super strength, not just normal, like I'm picking up a box, but
you
actually super strength.
You shit your pants.
it cripples you for a month. Oh, you're wheelchair bound for a month after you use it. So say, hey guys, I can pick up a fucking car. The second
you
throw the car
how
down.
Long super strong
no. For an act. An act.
An
so
act?
Like I'm
so
picking,
what if my
I'm
act?
Picking up this car and I launch it. At that point, after the launch and I let it go, my body cripples down to that of like a 100-year-old man.
What
who
if
can't
my
walk.
Act is now? Is it directly related to the strength of
yes.
your thing that would what determine how
yes.
crippled you are?
Yes, base whatever is your that, ba- your base strength is, anything past your base strength
oh
would trigger this.
Now,
because
you have been working,
you'd be the
uses,
best pinch hitter.
I want to know
exactly.
What, I want to know. What
no,
happens,
but you couldn't run the bases.
I want to know
no,
what happens
couldn't.
In the month following. So you do the super strength, and then for 30 days you're wheelchair bound. On day 31, are you back to normal strength instantly?
Yes.
Or do you
yes.
It's not a gradual.
No. It seems like.
I'm crippled for 30 days.
You're not going
to
atrophy.
On 31, I'm back
you're
to normal.
You're not going to atrophy. You're not going to do
anything. No. 31, you literally open your eyes and you are you again.
Wait, I can't see?
you being you, yes, you can't see.
All right.
No, but so seriously, I can see during this month, right?
Yes, you can
there
see.
There we go.
Maybe.
Do I have to buy my wheelchair?
You'd have to pick and choose your battles. Medicare covers that now. I think
better,
that's Obamacare. Your buddy Obama
really,
who put your knee on his neck?
Fuck you, Obama. That price of the wheelchair is going to go way up.
You better punch that guy in the head and literally kill all of his family.
Could my feet of strength be like carrying a car across the country?
It's interesting because it would make you think about when you use that and if you would.
Adam has a good point. What if I just want to carry a sack of cement on my shoulder for
forever?
For a long time. Yeah. Well, I have a backpack that has a
sure.
small
but then you
child
can't do
in.
Anything else because now you've fucked up. Now you've wasted that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because now that's my only feat of strength. When I
you
go
would
to
be
do
able to use
else.
It for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
What,
but
how
then
long?
You would.
How long?
Oh,
I'm not sure.
I need to know this.
No, but
I can't accurately pick my superpower if I don't know.
How far
could
you walk? Here's the problem. It doesn't matter because imagine this. Like, why would you even use it then? It's
I've
got
this strongman competition.
Because you only need to do one thing.
No, I'm
you're
currently in
car.
Super strength mode by having a giant block of cement.
But that's the only
on
thing
back.
You can do, because the next thing becomes act two.
No, I could kick
your
a soccer ball
act.
Really far.
Nope.
No.
Because that's another
no.
act.
You don't, like, go into
it's
super strength mode.
It's an act.
Your strength is specific.
One act.
My act
one
is,
action.
I'm going to put this in, and I'm going to kick that soccer ball.
That's two acts.
And I'm going to go, and you see where I'm going with this.
I do. That's three acts.
Question.
It's you go want to rob a bank. I could literally put the vault door through, but then after that I would collapse. Yeah. And one of you would have to carry me out.
No, but you're saying collapse. Like, am I still able to lift my arms, or is
it
literally
uses,
just weight?
No. In my head, I'm thinking about the buildup. It uses every bit amount of your energy and literally takes all of it at the same time.
Who's gonna feed me?
So you
like?
Age?
How do I eat?
You ate pretty much. You're that of like
I'm
100
girls. Wait. But then do I go back to the age I was before
yes.
the? Okay, God, this yours has a lot to know. About before
no,
I
no, it's a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot of thought
simple.
Process. It's just the thought process before
this.
You do it.
I love.
All right, so let's go back.
What
through.
Would be worth you using super strength for?
So we have invisible
probably punching stuff.
Invisible only when people take pictures of you.
Teabagging. I would only use
break them teeth
for super teeth.
Break them teeth, Gumby.
Boom.
Break your teeth.
Gumby don't have teeth. That's
super
right.
Super teabag.
Go tell that to your fucking horse, Gumby. All right. Invisible, but only when people take pictures of you or record you.
Yeah.
Invulnerable, but you feel pain. You, like, feel the pain of the action. Invulnerable, but a loved one takes your death when you die. Or anything, when you get hurt.
What about, like, will dogs take it? Like, will my dog?
Yeah, sure, if you
dog.
Love them.
No, I can't.
Time travel. But one person that you know loses their memory
that
of you.
That was a good one.
You can only teleport when you sneeze.
Yep. That's a crippling superpower.
Is it
every time you sneeze, you have to will teleport.
And
if you
will.
Don't come up with a spot, it'll be a random spot.
And is it 1,000 miles away?
No. It's just it's. But literally, if you sneeze, you teleport. Period.
That's like
so
the Yumper.
Yeah,
I love that movie, The Yumper. Yeah. And then super strength. But when you use it, it cripples you.
Here's what I understand. That's six. There's five of us.
Yeah,
I gave an extra one.
I gave an extra one.
Yeah.
We could go all night.
I have a quick clarifying question. The pain one.
Yeah.
Will I ever pass out from pain?
No.
Okay.
Maybe. No. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. I think if you're conscious, because
you're
that
conscious,
wouldn't be an invulnerable.
Like
that would be a human
a vulnerability.
Response.
But like, say Wolverine gets shot and knocks him out.
Well,
that's what I'm relating to. I'm relating to like a Wolverine kind of thing.
But Wolverine takes
the pain, and
pain
then
is crippling though.
But
man.
Then he heals himself.
But
you're saying
it.
Invulnerable. Wolverine's not invulnerable. He gets hurt, and then he.
You're saying literally, if I shot
himself.
Him, it would not go into him, but he would feel as if he'd been shot. If I stabbed,
I guess I envision more. Well, that's a good question.
I
envision more like.
Let's
Wolverine.
Strike that one from the record.
No. I think it's a good one.
No, I envision more like
he heals instantly.
No, but you're not. He's not saying that.
No,
you're saying you don't need to.
Well,
heal.
Mine was different.
Yeah, that was mine. That was my extra one. That was my extra.
That was Jack.
Yeah.
So
I guess I thought more Wolverine because I was just fascinated. He feels pain.
But wait, do I pass out or do I not pass out? Do I pass out or do I not pass out?
Jason's got another joke.
No, I don't. We'll finish this one.
Okay. What's the criteria for? Are we picking the one that like
you want? The one that you would
take.
Pick.
Yeah. I know mine instantly. Instantly looking at this list, teleport while I sneeze. Now, honestly though, because when you look at these, all of these have really serious consequences. Teleporting while I sneeze. There's two things that I have to think of. One. If I'm driving and I sneeze.
Oh, where's your car going to go?
What? Yeah, exactly. But for that,
anything
I think
you're touching comes with you.
But that's the thing. I have enough time.
That's fucked up.
Anything
that's
you're touching
crazy.
Comes with you.
Okay, still.
Sean's house.
I'll still take it, though.
I'll take any of those
because I can go
not
3
building.
Inches. I can just go, I'm going to, like, I'm about to sneeze and I go, I'm going to teleport 3 inches. A true, nobody even notices.
How many times have you had sneeze attacks?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Four times?
I'm pretty sure.
Each time. I keep it in mind. You literally, like, inches, inches, three miles.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to teleport right where I'm sitting right now.
I'm pretty sure I've already done that.
You have teleported.
I'm going to teleport over 1 centimeter.
That's fine.
And then back a centimeter.
That's fine.
In a sneeze attack.
What Adam's pointing out that is fascinating is your thought process to keep track of thinking of exactly where you need to be.
What's your default one if you don't sneeze?
One of two things is going to happen. You are going to sneeze and teleport to the place you were looking while you sneezed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which could be in the sky. So
true.
You might be fucked. The other thing that will happen is any image of a location that happens to flash in your head at that time,
you're going
until you trained yourself, boom.
No, it's like
that kind of sucks.
Because
then how do you get back until you sneeze again? If I end up in like Cuba.
Teleport into the television and you're like, fuck, how am I getting out of here?
Fuck. I like the idea of bringing what you're touching with you. Hey, Jason.
Who do you like that?
You come with me, buddy. So, okay, Kearney's picking sneezy teleporter.
No. This changes it. Going through it was really smart because now I go to Carter's.
Jason's?
Go back in time. And this is for two reasons.
I'm with Jason's.
One, I have complete choice that I could just never do this. If I never wanted to, I can just go, I'm never going to use it. But I have this ability. And then I could use the ability
use
only in...
Sleep travel.
That's weird.
No, it's not. It's not out of your.
Right?
It's
That's
not
never gonna happen.
It's not out of your control.
I have to be in control.
Like
to
you wouldn't
do
just
it.
Go.
Well, think about the way sleep works, though. Your brain secretes a hormone that,
he's making
that
up the
paralyzes
superpower.
Your entire body, except your brain, and your brain is active. And if your brain controls the power, then your brain, while you're dreaming, can take you wherever the fuck it wants to.
But he's making the rules.
The brain controls everything.
I still would go with Jason's.
I would. Too.
I'd take that risk. Because at that point, if it's only one person, like, I know so many people that
I can lose a couple
there's like, there are, like, honestly, like, three people in my life that I want to remember.
Hey, wait, hold on. There's four people in this room.
Now, think about
this
guy.
There's six people in this room.
Hey, think about this seriously. You know a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
And this is, it could be somebody you met in high school. It could be somebody. But
exactly.
It could be your wife.
Yeah.
It's a risk I'm willing to take.
I might never do it, though. I might never use it unless, like, I needed to or
but
it's like, God,
I'm not on
need,
Facebook,
need
so I'm totally
risk.
Cool with
it.
It
could be your kids.
But when I come back, sure, but I still have my wife. No. And maybe I lost one because I'm only losing one. One of Dylan. Dylan forgets me. Dylan forgets me. Okay.
She's young.
You
she'd
well,
read
I was going to say first
yeah.
Brooklyn.
She'd read,
I go, then I have a lifetime. A building relationship with her again,
and you have $1 million because you bought a lottery ticket.
Oh God, that's fantastic.
That's I like Jason's only from the fact of the worst case scenario is me choosing not to go back in case I lost them again.
Yeah,
but you could always try to rebuild it to get it back. Maybe you couldn't.
That's
but maybe
it
you
turns
try.
Into Donnie Darko where
maybe
everything
you could try.
Just ends up fucked.
That's
every
true
time you go back.
Time
travel.
I think
kind of
Jason's
fucked.
One of the safest.
I want the
if that makes sense. Like,
well,
I,
technically, you could go back in time and lose everyone that you know. And just
but that's
never
not what
travel
Jason said.
Forward
Jason
in time.
Said one.
Never travel forward, yeah.
Well, could you choose to not travel forward in time?
Yeah,
you can. Oh, yes, you can.
So you could go. You could say, you know what? I'm cutting ties, and you travel back in time, and you're
and
like,
start
new
all
life.
Over.
Yeah.
I think it's all like it's
absolutely
everything in moderation. Any of these things, like the problem with sneezing, is there's no way to control it. Yep. Any of the controlling things, just do it in moderation, man.
I want.
Don't get killed. No one's ever killed me, so none of my loved ones.
I tell you what, the
right?
The feeling, the pain one might not be too.
That's
bad
one I want.
Yeah, the
because not only would it be
it would suck.
No.
It would, but it would
it
turn
would
you
suck
into the
that's
most.
The worst.
This is
what I'm
it would turn you into the most
ghosting
endearing like hero. Like
no,
you would
that's
put
the worst,
yourself
right?
Through this stuff.
No,
to
you
save
would go
no
insane and end up being the bad
yeah
guy.
That no, because that's the problem with it is now everyone expects you to do that.
No, but
they go, hey, Adam, run into that burning building because you won't die, but you feel so much pain. You're like, God, my life as I wake
how
up
can you
and
ask
people
me
put
to
me
do
in painful
things
situations. Then you grow to hate humanity. Then you kill all of us except Carter because Carter went back in time and
involved
killed you as a baby
and to teabag Adam as a baby.
Boom!
I won't believe it until I hear it out of his mouth. I don't think he will. I don't think he could teabag me.
What is the worst thing that you can put into another human being's face?
The best thing or the worst?
I thought this was one of your jokes.
The worst. It depends.
Do you really want me to answer that question?
I'm going with plunger.
That's the stupidest answer ever. It's literally not the worst thing.
You know we're going way grosser than
I'm going with any kind of semen.
Depends on who you're giving it to.
Yeah.
Depends on who you're giving. Who's getting the worst?
Maybe we stop.
No,
you open this. You literally open this.
Who's getting this worst thing?
I don't know. A person.
Hitler.
What person?
Someone. Anybody we
pick? We need a person. We need a face behind who we're giving it to.
It's a hypothetical. A person. What's flesh eating virus. Any person. Unnamed person. What's the
someone we know?
Is it a man or a woman?
You need the Jason, worst possible thing you could do.
My
this
finger.
This is the beauty of hypotheticals, is you have to be willing to answer our questions to learn.
Earlier,
more
when
it.
I was asking questions, I could not ask them. So I'm not confused.
What question did you ask that we
what
didn't
is
answer?
The worst thing that you could put you can't in not someone's face? That's the question.
There's variables. Well,
how much more do you? But what?
I need this to go, well, I need to go outside variable. There's women I could put there is, in front of who'd be happy to see it.
There is a person, and there is worst thing.
Yeah.
It's not. They're going to be happy to see
here's,
it.
What's the worst thing? Hold on, guys. Hold on.
That you
this
can
is,
put in a person's face.
Yeah. This is the thing, though. This is the beauty of these questions: is to dive
worst
into them. Like that's why I like to do these. I want to ask the questions to get.
But I like
person.
I going I off like of Fennel. I like the idea of
it's any person
that
it's
it could
universal.
Be. Yeah, like what is the universal worst thing that you go?
It's definitely not a plunger.
Well, a woman wouldn't like that. A man would like this. And you like get to it, and you realize that it's Hitler's penis.
See, I don't think that's the worst.
No,
that's not the worst.
Yes.
A plunger,
a baby that's been a baby that's been blended, and then like you throw that in their face, maybe.
Oh my God. And wait, no. Hold on, it's their baby.
Oh, their baby.
Their baby's been blended.
Two girls, one
some also
one
their
blended
puppy.
Baby.
Their puppy
oh my God.
Was in there too.
We had to stop.
You did this to us. You did this to us. What were you possibly thinking we
an
were going to say?
An open Tupperware container of anthrax.
That's yeah, because that kills
you're dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're dying.
That I sucks. Wish I was dead if someone threw my own baby in my face. But I'm not dead. I'm still alive.
Disturbing. Yeah, but that's what it's worse.
I think terrible. I have it. I'm going with cancer. I think cancer is the worst thing.
What does it look
that
like
doesn't make sense.
In someone's face.
How do you throw that in someone's face?
No. You said put in someone's face. Cancer has been put in this person's face. The worst thing you can probably do is put cancer in someone's face.
I more meant like.
That's
like
a loophole.
You meant in front. I thought he meant floating in front of
him. Fennel's got a loophole.
Worst thing, a person.
That's
in face.
Face.
Those are the words that I heard.
I don't know. Blended.
And
the
Jason
you
went
can put in a person.
Plunger. Oh. Guess who didn't win his own game? I would literally take a plunger right now. Like no problem.
Yeah,
no,
seriously,
true.
You could go around
you
the room and
literally
like,
just
I'd be like.
A
you might want to clean it, but it looks fine.
Yeah, whatever. Do I see any poo particles or
wait,
particles?
Just let me spit out it real quick.
Particles.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
A poop particle is a porticle.
Cancer.
Porticle.
Sorry,
see,
I broke your
game. On the face.
Cancer. Still better than, still, really, plunger. That's it. Like dog poop. You couldn't just have said dog poo.
Sorry, I broke your game.
I feel like plunger is worse.
Then dog poop.
It's like it's the accumulation of lots of.
No, I don't.
But you didn't
is
specify
it on
that
there?
It was dirty.
Is it on there?
Like
is
if I went to Target right now,
people?
Yeah.
Okay, come on, that's a given.
Honestly, even the plunger out of my bathroom, I'd still let that hit my face.
Let me clarify.
Yeah,
it is the plunger.
It's getting
okay,
that
I know.
Is at the most used public restroom
yep.
at a rest stop.
Definitely pick
in
that
the
over
middle of Kansas.
Baby.
Now 100%. We're talking, Carter. I like where you're going with this.
I appreciate you stepping it up.
Cancer.
You would still take. You would
oh
take
no
that
no no no!
Over mine.
I would take
mine again.
I would take.
I won't repeat
I would,
it again, Jay.
I will take Jason's.
Oh my God! I just thought of an awesome, terrible superpower with the worst. Thing.
Okay.
You can see what's going to happen to people, but no matter what you do to try and stop it, something bad will still happen to them. Oh, so you can always see the
final
future,
destination.
But shit's always going to be bad.
Yeah.
I like
yeah,
all those so movies.
Sucks. Oh no, we out recorded it.
Well, here I've got the worst one. I have the worst one.
Yeah,
the worst
right.
one
yeah,
is
right.
You can make $400,000 a day, right? Or a month? Sorry, you can make $400,000
a
month.
Day, I'd be like,
but.
Man.
You're Brendan Fraser.
Oh, and you've got to pay $7.71 a month in pet care.
That fish is going out.
Wait, was it $7.71 a month?
$7.77.
What pet does he have?
A fish. A beta.
$7?
$7.70-something cents.
That's not even aquarium
care?
Maintenance.
Yeah, that's pretty.
That's how much he spent?
What animal is that?
Said.
That's what I pay for Netflix.
We don't know without a doubt if this list is accurate.
Maybe a stick. What are you paying for a stick?
I don't know.
No, but he's paying $5,000 a month.
I bet $7 isn't enough.
A snake.
I guess
it
would be like a rat a month.
A snake?
Yeah, a snake.
What about the power bill part of it?
Are more expensive than
that's a different section. That's electrical.
Okay.
That's
that doesn't get
death
split out moths. Specifically.
The mice cost you more than $7, right?
I'm finding my own.
Only buy one a month.
You think with British Fraser's bills, he's not scourging the fields to find his own mice?
Come hang out under my
seven
deck.
Bucks is probably fish.
What?
Like goldfish. Yeah. Like for a tub of that shit or whatever you feed him.
Come hang out under my.
Why is that funny?
Because he's Reggie.
Hey.
Reggie T-Bag. Come hang out under your deck.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are Nerdtastic.
No. No, I said my deck because there are already rats living under.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are Nerdtastic in 3D.
I'm Sean Fennell.
I'm Sean Kearney.
I'm Jack Eckler.
I don't know what I am.
And I'm Adam McFarlane. Nerdtastic. In 3D.